KC Miners, the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, joined here with Carson Canny. He is named our Brinksley Steers Male Spotlight Athlete of the Month, a standout on the basketball court for the Kemper Knights, but also a standout on the football field and the soccer pitch as well for Kemper. And Carson, you wrapped up your senior basketball season. You guys had a terrific, terrific season. It fell a little short for you, though. However, kind of what is it about basketball, I think, that really started that first love for you? We'll talk about the other sports as well.
Well, I mean, I've played it since I was probably in like second grade, and I don't know, I just like to compete and go to war with my teammates, and it was a fun run. I love like the competitiveness of it, and just everything that comes with it, the hard work and everything.
You know, I get to talk with a lot of people around Kemper, and they always say how much of work you put in on the basketball court. And even, you know, outside the season, you guys are always down at the rec. You know, you're always shooting at your house. You know, how do you think that kind of helped you develop those skills in basketball with always, you know, getting shots up and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it helps tremendously. Like, if you want to be a great player, you're going to have to put the work in regardless. And I've been fortunate enough to have great teammates. Like Michael Kaspauer, Brock and Jack Bating, they kind of pushed me every single day and inspired me to work harder. So just shooting with them all the time and them getting me down there, getting on me, I think that's been huge for my growth and my development.
You also participate in football and soccer for Kemper. What is it about those two sports that you like, you know, as well, that kind of got you into playing those sports as a young kid?
I just think... you know, just being competitive again. And I don't know, I love football. I love watching it, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I've always been around the sport. And but my parents have never really, like, pushed me to, like, you know, like you have to play. I just kind of fell into it. And I love basketball and football and soccer, so.
You're coming off a good football season, coming off a good basketball season. You've got soccer right around the corner. Practice is going to get started here real quick for you. You know, looking and taking a look at your senior season, what's one goal you really have coming up in that soccer season?
Just to be better than we were last year. I think we were about 500 last year, and that's a big improvement from the year before. So just kind of keep building on that. Just kind of make our coach, you know, proud, because he's a great coach. And We don't have, like, you know, the guys that, like, play. I mean, a few of us play year-round. Like, I'm not one of them. But, like, a lot of guys, like, really push. And I want to, you know, go to war with those guys and make sure that their high school careers are fulfilled too. So just kind of, you know, just be better than we were last year. Maybe get 10 plus wins and see where that goes. So
how do you feel like, you know, basketball helps you in football and all the other sports help you in soccer, but how do you feel like, you know, they really help you, you know, go from one sport to the next? Is it always staying in shape and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think each sport kind of does its own little thing to get you prepared for the next one. I think, like, soccer, obviously, it's a lot of running around. And, you know, like, that's really good for endurance, and that you need that on football and the basketball field. And I think, you know, football teaches you, like, a team sport. Like, it's all about the team. And that's what I love, how we're having football right before basketball, kind of like knowing that you need all 11 guys to win and you need all, you know, 15 guys to win on the basketball court too. So it takes everyone. I think it's good for both being in shape and, like, the mental aspect of it. So I love playing all those sports.
What can you take away, you know, from your senior year? I know it's not quite wrapped up yet with soccer getting started here in the next week or so, but, you know, you look at the football season, you look at the basketball season, what are some of the things you can take away as a leader for you that, you know, it's really going to help Kemper set a foundation for years to come?
You know, I like to think that, you know, I was a team first guy, and I've kind of prided myself on that, like, just kind of, like, keeping in the mental state, like, it's not just you out there. Like, you gotta have everyone with you, and you gotta be able to be, like, followable. Like, everyone's gotta, you know, like, look up to you and be like, that's the guy, like, I wanna play with. And so I think, just, you know, like, it's taken everyone. Like, I love, like, even, like, my sophomore, junior, freshman year, like, just learning then, and then, like, I think that's kind of built me into what I performed as now. And just you know, it's not a, you can't put yourself first. There's no I in team, so I'll say that.
Who are some of the coaches that you really feel like helped develop you, you know, and regardless of the sport, you know, some of the coaches that helped develop you become the player you are today and kind of helped you on that leadership aspect as a senior this year?
Leadership-wise, I think Coach Minahan, he really pushes me, you know, this year especially, just to kind of, you know, get the guys in the right mindset, you know, stuff like that. And then I would also say, like, football, Coach Steinkamp, we needed leaders this year because we had a great senior class last year. And he kind of just always told me, like, it's your main job to, and the other guys, to really, you know, kind of set the foundation for generations after us. And so stuff like that. And then for soccer, obviously, I would, you know, Coach Massey, he's just such a good coach, and just kind of learning from him it's big time. So all of those coaches.
Carson, those are the only questions that I've got left for you. I want to thank you for joining me. Congratulations on being named the Brink Spotlight Athlete of the Month.
Yeah, thanks for all the coverage.